good evening, and welcome to Park Falls Ice Arena and high school hockey tonight, where the Los Angeles Lumberjacks take on Shawangan in a battle of two teams that have never played before, and it should be an interesting matchup here tonight. Both teams have lost their last two games after starting the season rather well. The Lumberjacks have actually dropped three in a row now, losing to both Wausau West and Mosinee in the Marathon Cup last week, and then to D.C. Everest this past Tuesday. That was a 6-1 score. The Lumberjacks had started the season with a couple of wins over Toma and Altoona and then skated to a 1-1 tie with Stevens Point. But it's a much different team than played against Spash on that night back on December 10th. They are a banged-up bunch as two of their top players, Nick DeBorney and Ben Feck, both are still out with injuries. Feck's got a broken hand, and DeBorney's got a bruised collarbone. And so the Lumberjacks really shorthanded, suiting up as they did the other night, 14 skaters here tonight. For Shawangan, they have dropped two in a row to Medford and Ashland winning three of their first four games and skating to a tie with Marshfield, 3-3. They also have wins against Tomahawk, Rhinelander, and the Northwest Icemen, which are based out of Spooner. Shawangan is a combination of skaters from Park Falls and from Phillips, and it's interesting because this team includes three girls, including the starting goaltender. Kristen Pekacek is the goaltender, a senior for Shawangan, and because there is no girls' team up here in this part of the state, the girls play with the boys here on the hockey team, and Kristen Pekacek is the starting goaltender for Shawangan, and that should be very interesting to see what the East Lumberjacks can do against her. We'll come back here in just a moment and give you the starting lineups for both teams. I want to remind you that Lumberjack Hockey is brought to you in part tonight by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964, and also by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. We'll take a timeout, come back with the starting lineups and more as we get set for high school hockey tonight. It's the Lumberjacks taking on Shawangan back after this on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. In 3-2-1. Tom King back here in Park Falls as we get set for high school hockey tonight, the East Lumberjacks against Shawangan. And let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight. First of all, for Shawangan, Phillips in goal will be senior Christian Pekacek. The defenseman to start, Sam Lehman, who is a junior, and Aaron Gerke, a sophomore, and the starting line, Chance Peth, a sophomore, Chad Schnauts, a senior, and Thomas Roberts, a junior. For head coach Shane Roberts, in his first season as head coach, he was an assistant last year with this squad. He's assisted by Shane Buckley and Terry Theis. For the Lumberjacks, in goal, the Ian Corbett, 5'9", 195-pound senior. The defenseman to start tonight, Nick Piscula, 5'8", 165-pound junior, and Jack Knuckles, a 5'9", 150-pound junior. And the starting line tonight, Landon Dano, 5'7", 140-pound sophomore, Andrew Dano, a 6'1", 160-pound senior, and Austin Cummings, a 6'3", 240-pound senior, for co-head coaches Dino Rasmussen and Mike Polkinen, assisted by Greg Levinsky and Mark LaCrosse. As we mentioned earlier, Shawangan Phillips coming in with a record of 3 wins, 2 losses, and 1 tie. They are an independent and do not play in any conference. The Lumberjacks coming in with a record of 2 wins, 3 losses, and 1 tie, and they are 0-2-1 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. East does have another non-conference game before the break. They're playing Saturday night at Marathon Park against Fox Cities, and then it will be off until January 7th for the Lumberjacks, when they will return to Valley Conference play against the Marshfield Tigers, also at Marathon Park. East Hockey brought to you in part tonight by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting Lumberjack sports. We'll take a timeout, come back, and get set to drop the puck. We'll do that next. You're listening to East Lumberjack Hockey, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Price Ice Arena in Park Falls as we get set for tonight's game. The Los East Lumberjacks in black tonight with red and white trim, and Shawangan Phillips is in white with orange and green trim. This is a combination team, Shawangan and Phillips. They are known as the SEALs, S-E-A-L, but that stands for Screaming Eagles and Loggers. Shawamigan's nickname is the Screaming Eagles. Phillip's nickname is the Loggers. But just for simplicity's sake, we're going to call them the SEALs tonight because that's what they are listed at on their logo. Half of it is an axe and half of it is the Screaming Eagle. We're just about set to go here. See if the Lumberjacks can bounce back here after three straight losses and get one in the win column despite their skating with only 14 healthy players again. We come to center ice, Landon Dingle getting set to take the draw. Puck slides to the far boards. Battle for it there. Shawamigan will carry it in. There's a shot immediately on net. Corbin has to gobble that up and get a whistle. So the first offensive chance goes to the Seals. Chad Schnauts with the shot. Corbin with the save, and we get a whistle. Faceoff coming to the right of the East goaltender. Puck is grabbed off the faceoff, comes out to the blue line. Seals hold it in down behind the net. The school loses the handle on it. Now it's poke checked away by Jack Knuckles. Now Piscula has it. Cycles it back to the near boards. Austin Cummings will try to pick it up there and does. Cross-ice pass is deflected, but it comes out to center ice. Now it's picked up by Knuckles. Backhands the pass ahead too far, and Shawamigan will look to attack. Cross-ice pass. Andrew Daniel overskated it. And the puck taken into the zone. He sent it back to their defenseman. Piscula goes over to Knuckles. Pass ahead to Cummings. Here comes the Lumberjacks. They're going to dump it in on net and get a change here. Seals will run down the loose puck. Jordan Koski sends it ahead. Lumberjacks get a fresh line out there and will send it back into the zone. Slides behind the Seal net. Battle for it there. And East can't hold the zone. And now they've got to hustle back. Sam Romanski battling one of the Seals for the puck. Romanski wins that battle. Loses the handle on it, though, and comes out to the blue line, but slides out of the zone. Seals will dump it back in. That's Jordan Koski, a defenseman for Shawamigan Phillips. Lumberjacks looking to clear it. And it does come out to center ice. Now the Seals will carry it back in, making a move. Poke checked away by Romanski down in the corner off the stick of Sam Lehman. Battle for it along the far boards in the corner. A couple of Lumberjacks trying to get it out of there. Romanski battling down there with Trevor Holcomb. Actually, Eric Schumacher was down there on the attack as well. And now East clears the zone, gets it out to center ice, and Shawamigan Phillips dumps it right back in. Holcomb sends it ahead. Here comes Schumacher. Man on the pass, it's intercepted at center ice, and then taken into the zone, getting behind one defenseman, making a move, but a nice poke check by Romanski, and he'll send it out of the zone. Actually, no, held in. Nope, it did come out, so Shawamigan Phillips had to tag up. Lumberjacks look to clear it, and they do get it out. Cross-ice pass, that's intercepted. Here comes Gabe McGinnity into the zone. Shoot! That's high and wide. There's another shot. Not getting all of that one was Andrew Daniel. Puck slides to the near boards. Lumberjacks get it down to the corner. And now it's sent out of the zone past Holcomb. Knuckles will chase it down for the Lumberjacks. Avoids pressure. Sends the pass ahead. McGinnity gets knocked down, but now it's picked up. And Landon Dingle into his own. Backhanded shot that goes wide. East was getting a change. Nobody on the far side. Landon Dingle, though, skated over and keeps the puck in the zone. Flies behind the net once again. They look to break it out. And can't turn over in the zone. Cody Krasovsky has shot. The save made by Pelichek in this arena. Still in front. There's another shot. And now we're going to get a whistle on a high stick against the Lumberjacks. As the puck came up in the air and Craven's got his stick up to knock it down, so high stick is a call, and the faceoff will come out of the zone. Good offensive chances for East right there. Both Cody Krasowski got a hard shot away, and Craven's did as well on the rebound. But the high stick will bring the faceoff down to the other end. 13:57 to play, first period, still no score. Puck down into the corner. Lumberjacks look to clear it, and it comes up over the glass and out of play, and we get a whistle. We're on a little perch above ice level, above the glass, on one end of the ice. Pretty good vantage point, but it is a cold rink. One of the colder rinks we've experienced here so far this season. Now we're getting a fresh puck in the game, and we'll get a faceoff down in the East defensive zone to the left of Ian Corbett. Puck immediately comes to the near boards, out to the point, fanning on a slap shot attempt, and the puck slides all the way down to the other end. Here comes East in on the attack. It's going to be Krasowski and Cravens. Shawamigan able to clear the zone, though. run down by Fiskula. He sends it back the other way. Grabbed again by the Seals. They send it ahead. Jack Knuckles will have it. He turns, reverses, tries to get it out. Turnover in the zone. Shot and a save made by Corbin with the glove. Knuckles with a blind clearing attempt, and it was grabbed by one of the Seal wings, and he fired it in. That was Thomas Roberts on the shot. And Corbin makes the glove save. Another faceoff in the East defensive zone. Lumberjacks win this draw, and quickly out of the zone they come. Pass ahead into the zone. Andrew Daniel. Austin coming streaky to the net. Daniel behind the net. He's being pressured. Now comes out in front, shoots, and Pekacek makes the save. Puck comes down into the corner. The official goes down. He's still down, and he's hurt. And we're going to get a whistle on stoppage of play. One of the officials is down, and he is hurt as he is laying on the ice, and he's grabbing his left shoulder. And we're going to get a stoppage of play here while they take a look at the official. He went down hard on that shoulder, and he is laying on the ice and not moving very much. So we'll take a timeout. No score, 13:02 to play here, first period. And we'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. All right, here we go. Coming back in 3, 2, 1. Tom King back here at Price Ice Arena in Park Falls, and one of the officials went down and separated his shoulder. They popped the shoulder back in joint, but he is skating off. He will not be able to continue. So they will go with, I believe, the two officials here to continue this game. He got caught up in the play in the corner and went down, and I think maybe as he tried to plant to break his fall, that's when the shoulder popped out. So I think we're going to continue with two officials here. With 13:02 to play here in the first period, no score. Faceoff will come in the East offensive zone. It'll be Landon Daniel, Andrew Daniel, Austin Cummings out there for the Lumberjacks, Trevor Holcomb and Sam Romanski on defense. And the faceoff coming to the right of Christian Pekacek, the Seal goaltender. Back underway again. Puck comes to the boards and sent all the way around by the Seals. They look to break it out. Nice breakout, and they've got a 2-on-1. He's back-checking quickly. Here's a shot. Corbin makes the save. It slides behind the net. That was a beautiful breakout by the Seals right there, and they came right down and got a shot, but Corbin made the save. Puck still behind the East End. Now it's grabbed by Landon Dana. Lost the handle on it for a moment to the corner. Gets checked into the boards. Now they're able to get it out. Flick at the length of the ice. That's going to be an icing call against East End. We get a whistle. Lumberjack Hockey brought to you in part tonight by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Also by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporter of local high school sports. Wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. Faceoff coming to the left of Corbett here. And Shawamigan Phillips wins it back to the point. There's a shot, rebound in front. And Corbett made the save, left the rebound, and he's cleared it behind the net. Now they're looking to get it out, and well, nice breakout. Lumberjacks get the pass ahead. It goes off the stick, though, of Cody Krasowski right to the defenseman for the Seals. Now they get it back the other way, carry it into the zone. There's a shot, and Corbett makes the save. It didn't get much on that one. And Corbett makes the easy save. They had a player on the back door and didn't make the pass, took the shot, and we get a whistle. 12-10 to play, still no score, first period. Faceoff slides down into the corner. Now it's centered out in front. Too far, though, and it comes out to the blue line, held in, though. Sent in, Corbin makes a stick save on that, and it deflects up and out of play, and another whistle. Don't forget, tomorrow night, it's going to be a doubleheader of high school basketball right here. First up, the Evergreen boys taking on Wisconsin Rapids. That'll be followed by the Lumberjack boys facing Marshfield in Valley Conference play. Hoops tomorrow night, right here. Faceoff coming to the left of Ian Corbin once again. Now the puck fell down out of the netting up above the glass, and so they will grab that. We are playing with two officials here in this one now because of the injury to the third official. East wins the faceoff, and Jack Knuckles now trying to handle a puck, and he's getting pressured. They get rid of it to the near boards. Now a shot thrown in. Corbin, a stick save on that. Behind the net, Knuckles will send it around the boards. They can't get it out, though. Steel sent it back in deep. Knuckles gets it back, sends it off against the boards again. And still, the Steel sent it in deep behind the net. Lumberjacks will try to bring it out. Now it takes a funky bounce off one of the cracks in the boards. Came out in front for a moment, but then knocked back down into the corner. Grabbed by Fiskula. He backhands it behind his own net. Comes up along the near boards. Lumberjacks look to clear it, but once again, the Seals save it. Now they're going to get a change, and East clears the zone, and the Lumberjacks will get a change as well. Puck loose at center ice. Sent in. And then East quickly clears it. Landon Dano will pick it up and bring it back the other way. Landon Dano avoids pressure, carries it in, makes a move. Oh, checked away to the corner. Gets it back. Now it's taken away again. Battle along the near boards in the corner. Landon Dano comes away with it. Comes in front, shoots, save made by Pelichick, and she covers up and gets a whistle. Good chance right there as Landon Dano carried it in front. Got the shot away, a good one. Pelichick made the save and then covered it up and got the whistle here. Faceoff coming to the right of the field goaltender. Puck comes to the near boards and won by Shawamig and Phillips. They send it behind their own net over to the far boards. Lumberjacks looking to hold it in, and they will. Gabe McGinnity sends it behind the net. It slides around here to the near boards. Holcomb steps up, tries to hold it in. Now it's held in by Andrew Dano. Dano's got it, looks to center, and he does, but McGinnity was too far down and on the side of the net. He's battling behind the net in the corner now for it. Tries to send it around, and now the Seals will try to get it out. Holcomb held it in for a moment, and now the Seals will clear it out. They get the pass ahead. Chance pass carries it in, centering pass to the slot, knocked away by Andrew Dano. Sent towards the net again and bounces off the side of the net. Lumberjacks grab it there. Send it off the near boards, look to clear it out. Seals hold it in. Chad Stouts dancing through pressure, poked away from him though, back out to the blue line and sent back in deep. Battle for it behind the East net, trying to bring it out in front. Lumberjacks knock it to the corner and now we'll look to clear it. And now they will, out of the zone. Loggers will grab it. Swaggin Seals. Screaming Eagles and Loggers is the team nickname. There was a shot. Corbin made a save on that. It comes to the side boards. Lumberjacks will grab a hold of it as the Seals had to tag up. Comes out to center ice, but then carried right back in. Good body check right there by Sam Romanski, knocking the Seal player off the puck. Lumberjacks send it to the near boards again, looking to break it out. But it's sent right back in deep. Seal defensemen have done a pretty good job here holding the zone so far here tonight. Now Romanski with it in his own zone, sends it off the glass and out. Hops over the stick of Andy Cravens. Puck sent back the other way. Holcomb will clear it out again. Well, the Lumberjacks lost an edge and went down. That was Cody Krasowski. Here comes the Seals into the zone, and he's able to clear it off the glass. Sent right back in, though, by Jordan Koski. Romanski will pick it up behind his own net and skate it in front. Dangerous maneuver, poked away from him. Centering pass again, that's grabbed by the Lumberjacks. They send it to the corner. Cravens will grab it there, and he's just going to send it the length of the ice and get an icing call. He's needed to get a change there with 8:16 to play in the first period. Lumberjack Hockey brought to you in part by DeVorty Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorty Orthodontics. Call them at 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. 8:16 to play first period. Faceoff goes out to the far boards. Now it's grabbed and carried out of the zone. Andrew Dano had it poked away from him right at the blue line as he was ready to attack. Lumberjacks grab it. Pass intercepted at center ice, knocked away. And here come the Seals back the other way. Into the zone they come. Luke Heidenreich. Puck sent cross ice. Andrew Dano will try to win the race and does. Tries to grab a hold of it. Battle for it along the far boards. Seals come out of there with it. Send it around. Held in by Lumberton. Shot at goal and redirected by Andrew Dano. Another shot from a tough angle by Cummings. And the Pekacek makes the save on that. And now the Seals will clear it out. Jack Knuckles skating in his own zone with it, turns and comes back the other way, makes a nice move, comes to the red line, makes another nice move and carries it in. Knuckles, controlling, centering pass, he had a man, Andrew Dano streaking to the net, but he couldn't get a stick on it. Now back the other way, Shawamig is just going to send it ahead and get a change. Knuckles will run it down. Sends a pass ahead to Cody Krasowski, out of the zone to center ice. Grabbed by the Seal defenseman. Sam Lehman will flip it up and out of the zone. Coming off the bench to grab it is Romanski. Lost the handle on it. It goes deep. And he'll run it down, send it behind his own net. Knuckles with it. Long pass ahead of Krasowski. Can they clear it? Yes, out of the zone and picking it up. That's center ice. Here comes Andy Kravitz. Hope checked away, though, as he crossed the blue line and sent back out. Big check by Cravens. So they let that go. Wow. Puck was already gone. Cravens got away with one right there. He sends it the other way, and they're going to wave off the icing. Cravens coming in on the forecheck. Centering pass, but Chouard will be able to clear it out of the zone. Heaps will dump it back in. Pekacek comes out of the net to play it behind the net. He's getting a change, and here come the Seals back the other way. They lost the handle on it, so turnover for a moment now to get it out of the zone. Getting through pressure. Lumberjacks get the puck back. Gabe McGinnity, poke checked away from him, and sent in, grabbed by the East defenseman. Romanski sends the pass ahead. Here comes Andrew Daniel into the zone. Daniel rubbed into the boards. Didn't get rid of the puck fast enough. East has a tendency to hang onto the puck too long. They got to get rid of it to an open man. Centering pass. Andrew Daniel was in the slot. Couldn't get a shot away. And now cleared out of the zone. Quickly back the other way. There's a shot that goes wide off the stick of Trevor Theis. And here comes East back the other way. Seals look to clear it. Held in by Holcomb for a moment. Now puck comes in center ice. It's grabbed there by Jack Knuckles. He skates it in, flips it in. Now we'll give chase. He's getting a change here. But held in by Kravitz. Now Knuckles gets it back. Center pass. Pokes away. Good job defensively again. Now Krasowski overskates it. Sends it in deep. Behind the Seal net. Down to the corner. Schumacher. Eric Schumacher tries to dig it out. Comes out to the blue line. Grabbed there by Pascula. Throws it to this. The save made by Krasowski. The rebound. Another save. And covers up. Two good saves by Kristen Pekacek. The goaltender for Shawinigan Phillips. He's got a couple of good chances there. Pascula from the point. It got through. And then the rebound. I didn't see you got a stick on that. But Pekacek makes the save. She's been playing goalie for 9 years, according to the program. And since they don't have a girls team up here, there are three girls on the roster of this Shawinigan Phillips team. East wins the draw. Krasowski tried to get a shot on, and that was deflected wide. Battle along the near boards. Comes out to the point. Throws the net by Knuckles. East holds the zone. And now the Seals will clear it. The Skula will run down a loose puck. Cross ice pass to center ice to Krasowski. He can't get it in deep, though. Puck loose at center ice. Seals will grab it and send it ahead. Now Fiskula sends it out of the zone. Puck at center ice again. And the puck's in cross ice to the near boards. Landon Dano will pick it up there. He'll send it in deep. East will finish their change. Coming in, center pass, or a shot attempt that goes wide by Andrew Dano. Comes out to the point, held in by Holcomb. Puck's in all the way around to the opposite boards. And East can't hold the zone. That's going to be an icing call, though, against the Seals. And we get a whistle here with 3:55 to play. First period, still no score. Lumberjack Hockey brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the experts, sports medicine physicians. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Landon Dino will take the draw against Chad Schnauts to the left of the Shawinigan Phillips goaltender. And this time the Seals win it and carry it out. Schnauts to center ice and will dump it in. Holcomb's got to retreat. He's got to hurry. Puck pops up in the air behind the East net. Romanski battling for it there and gains control. Sends it off the glass. Lumberjacks will clear it out to center ice. Here they come. Landon Daniel's going to carry it out. Daniel gets around the defense. Backhand shot. Pekacek makes a save with a stick. And the Seals will clear it out to center ice. They carry it across the red line. Now poked away nicely and then sent in by Austin Cummings. Good job right there. Cummings will chase it. But the Seals send it around the boards and look to get it out. And they will. Out to center ice. Schnauts has it again. Crosses the red line. Now we'll send it on net. Barely missed. It goes wide to the corner. There's a shot from the blue line that goes wide. He's looking to clear it out, and they do to center ice. But sent back the other way. Now it's picked up by Holcomb. Sends it ahead. Carried in by Krasowski. Lost the handle on it. Now turnover in the zone. East will hold it. Schumacher gets it down to Kraselski. Centering pass out in front. Nobody could get a stick on it. And the Seals able to clear it out. Promanski will grab it at center ice. Send it to Holcomb. Now ahead to Kraselski. Big check by Cody Kraselski. Leveled one of the Seals. But they're able to send it in deep. Romanski will chase it down behind his own net. He circles down, gets rid of it. Holcomb, he gets bumped off the puck. Centering pass, and they couldn't get it to the man in the slot. Now from the blue line, that goes in. It's in front. Romanski's able to clear it out. He carries it behind his own net. High off the glass and out of the zone. And he's just going to get a change while the Seals grab the loose puck. They send the pass ahead. That's going to hop over the stick. They wave off icing. It might have tipped the stick of the Seal player. Here comes East back the other way, though. On the attack, but losing the handle on it on the blue line. Now it's sent ahead and into the zone by Landon Dingle. Lumberjacks hanging back near the blue line now. And now it's Dave McKinnon, an 8-bit collision at center ice. And the puck comes to the far boards. Battle for it there. Andrew Dingle knocked it away. Now it's sent in and run down by Nick Piscula. Sends it out to center ice again. Seals look to control it, and they do. Long cross ice pass, too far, but it does go into the zone where Romanski's got to run it down again. He sends it off the opposite boards and out. Now Gabe McGinnity flicks it ahead. He'll get a chase. Pucks it all the way around. Held in, though, by Andy Kravitz. Kravitz. Easton's going to get a partial change. Seals send it behind their own net. Held in out on top at the blue line by Nick Knuckles. Jack Knuckles dancing through pressure. Puck slides behind the net again. Sent around to the far boards, and they'll send it out. And the Seals just wanted to get a whistle, so they send it the length of the ice, and icing is the call. 42.7 seconds remaining here in the first period. Still no score. Country Fresh Meats, one of our fine sponsors. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Face off in the offensive zone for the Lumberjacks. There's a shot. Second check makes a save on that. It comes out in front, but nobody could grab it before it went out of the zone. East will grab it at center ice, though, and Promanski will send it back in. 30 seconds to play in the period. Comes out to the point, held in by Holcomb for a moment. Now cleared out, and here come the Seals. They've got a man streaking in. Shot. That's blocked. Goes off of Romanski's foot to the boards. Then in front again. Corbett sticks that aside. Kraselski sends it over to the boards to Cravens. He's going to skate around and kill some time here and try to run out the rest of this period. 7 seconds. Skates behind his own net. Don't want to mess around too much and make a mistake. 3 seconds. Sends it over to the boards. Get it out to the point, but they won't be able to get a shot away, and that's how the first period will come to an end. So we played one. No score here from Park Falls. We'll take a timeout. Come back with more after this. Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.